If you had a dog, well, of course you fed him, and then the rest of it went in the slop bucket. You even pulled your dishwater. You see, you didn't have a drain to run it down like we got now.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled your dishwater in that slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And a hog, did you ever hear that name called? We'll get back some of this here, what you call it. Did you ever hear this? So-and-so loves anything better than a hog loves slop.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You heard that?
I've heard that.
Well, a hog loves slop.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was called a slop.
Mm-hmm.
He loved that. You could tow one anywhere you wanted to with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you poured that dishwater where you washed your dishes in there on this old food.
Mm-hmm.
And it had soap. Mm-hmm. It had syrup. And you know where you washed your sweeteners or your syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Plates and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It had soap and it had this and it had that salt. It even had that. Well, that sow loved that.
Mm-hmm.
And the sow that had pigs always got the slop.
Mm-hmm.
And you put her in there and she'd drink she'd eat every crumb out of it and drank the water, drank the dishwater.
Mm-hmm.
That dishwater went in there too because she loved it just as good as she did the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was called a slop bucket. Now, all right, there's another one where you went to the barn and had to haul your corn and stuff or whatever you feed them on. That was called your feed bucket, a feed basket.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a slop bucket and a feed bucket.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of cloth things would you have around the house?
Well, all of your cotton sacks, you know, that's what we used to use, cotton sacks. And other than your clothes,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you used to make a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
You used to make pants, suspenders, shirts. I wore many homemade shirts, and well, I got a daughter. Well, you remember Pat was over here.
Mm-hmm.
People want to ask him, because there ain't many seamsters like there used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They ask him, I want to know where do you get your shirts? He says, my wife made it.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife never made that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Said, my wife makes all of my shirts. But now, that's just here and yonder. Wouldn't reckon, could I get her to make me one?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. She said, she'd make mine, but she always makes my shirt. Pretty shirt you'd think it would come from Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But she just enjoyed it. That was just a gift.
If somebody does a lot of sewing and they get a little piece of cloth, they might take into a shop, let them look at it so they could pick out another piece of cloth. What would they call that?
If I take a piece of cloth to a dry goods store.
Uh-huh. Silly.
I just get it down there and says, here, you got this? I brought a sample of what my wife sent after she wants so and so, and I says, here's a sample.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, he's supposed to know all kinds of clothes. He's supposed to know what kind of clothes that is, where it's,
mm-hmm.
you'd say linen, where it's, calico used to be a big, one of the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Clothes I could hear used to be a song about the calico dress, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but then there's, oh, there's too many different kinds. There used to be a hickory, used to be a jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was way back yonder when that hickory shirt. Now it was homemade one. You didn't buy it made, bought it made. Hickory shirts. Two colors of that, and it was the two colors of jeans. That you made breeches out of them, but that was winter pants.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have some kind of underwear on. You couldn't wear them without having something between you and it.
Mm-hmm.